This is Ryan D. And you, my friends, are tuned into 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world. WMFO.org. It is time for a brand new edition of the Music Savage Show. Are you excited? You know that I am. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, it is a pleasure to have your company. This is my favorite thing to do, play music on this show, for this station, live on tape, for all of you. I've got a great show. Lots of new music. We are going to kick things off celebrating the anniversary of Tim Burton's classic 1990 movie, Edward Scissorhands. I got a set based on that theme. Going to highlight some bands and musicians on an Australian record label called Bargain Bin Records. It's Band Camp Friday week, so I'm going to play you some of my favorite purchases from Band Camp. It's New Music Week. Got some hot takes. Oh my God. I'm ready. You grab your coffee, whatever it is you're drinking, turn the speakers up. Let's have some fun. 2 hours of music. That sounds fantastic. Music Savage Show, well, it starts right now.
Kevin.
Those things are cool. You know, I bet they're razor sharp. One karate chop to a guy's neck.
Kevin. Edward, would you like some butter for your bread? Great.
Thank you.
Hey, can I bring show and tell on Monday?
Kevin, I've had enough.
Right. Yeah.
was a fun set. Flaming Lips right there. Silver Trembling Hands. Name of that one. That is off of their 12th studio album, Embryonic, released October of 2009. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, a track called Janglin', off their debut full-length album, 2009's Up From Below. Pavement Doin' Cut Your Hair. Man, I love that song. First single from the California band's seminal sophomore album, Crooked Rain. Crooked Rain. That was released on Matador Records back in February of 1994. And kicking off the set as well as the show with XTC, a track called Scissor Man. That's off the English band's third studio album. It's called Drums and Wires, released in August of 1979. That album was produced by Steve Lillywhite. You know of Steve Lillywhite. I mean, he's one of the biggest producers around, and it was released on Virgin Records. And that set was Edward Scissorhands themed. One of my favorite Tim Burton movies. Let's see. Celebrating its 30th anniversary. I kind of got a loss for words there because I can't believe that movie came out 30 years ago. Released December 7th, 1990. Still so great. All right, let's get back into the music. I failed to mention this set, so it's a surprise. Surprise, I got another cool set of songs coming up for you, and these are all classics. We are going to keep on celebrating the number 30. These are some songs from a few incredible albums that turned 30 in 2020. All these albums were released in 1990 as well. So you see, I'm keeping the theme going along here. And let me tell you something, 1990 was a really good year for music. You want to know why? Well, you're going to find out. At least five songs or six songs worth. Kick it off with The Sundays. Enjoy the Music Savage Show. I
the hearts of men are failing. For these are latter days we know. The Great Depression now is spreading. God's word declared it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to a better land that's free from care. I'll leave this world a toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. This dark hour of midnight nearing, and tribulation time will come. Storms will hurl in midnight fear, and sweep lost millions to their doom. I'm going where there's no depression, to a better land that's free from care. I'll leave this world a toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. I'm going where there's no depression. Better land, it's free from care. I'll leave this world, toil and trouble. Home's in heaven, I'm going there. I'm going where there's no depression. To a better land, that's free from care. I'll leave this world a toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there.
Señores y señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes. Pero los queremos. Creado y regado de Los Ángeles. Juana's Adicción.
We'll be right back. there's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
That was a great set. I love that song. I was rocking out a little bit here in the home studio with that one. Yep. Sonic Youth. Okay, that set, again, all albums released in 1990, turned 30 years old. Those albums, those songs meant the world to me as a teenage Ryan. Hey, they still mean the world to me now. That was Sonic Youth, Cool Thing. First single off of their outstanding sixth album, Goo, which was and still is the band's most successful album to date. Jane's Addiction doing Stop, first single off the LA band's huge sophomore album, Ritual de lo Habitual, released August of 90. Uncle Tupelo, No Depression. It's the first single and title track off their debut album, released in June of that year. Album is considered to be the beginning of alt country music. And I agree. The Laws, There She Goes, second single from the band's one and only release. The self-titled album came out October of 1990. The bassist and vocalist of the band, his name is John Power, and he would go, John Powers, he would go on to form the fantastic band Cast in 1992. If you haven't heard of Cast, or if you have and you haven't listened to them for a while, go ahead and check them out again. Up ahead of that, The Breeders' Glorious, first track on the debut album Pod, released in May. The Breeders were founded by Kim Deal and Tony Donnelly as a side project during the Pixies and Throwing Muses tour in Europe back in 1988. And kicking off that set with the Sundays, Here's Where the Story Ends, second single from the UK band's brilliant debut album. It's called Here's Where the Story Ends. No, it's not what it's called. It's called Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. It was released in January of 1990. The Sundays. I wish they were still around. They went on indefinite hiatus. Who knows? I know they have a bunch of music that was never released, and there has been talk here and there throughout the years that they would get back together again. So, fingers crossed. Man, that was fun. Hope you enjoyed that set. All right, let's get into this set. We're going to highlight some bands and musicians from an Australian record label called Bargain Bin Records. I came across these guys, well, you know, because I listen to a lot of music and a lot of stuff gets sent to us at Music Savage. And I'm a big fan of one of the bands on this record label. They're called The Chats. I do really enjoy their music. So I did a little digging and found all of these other bands on this great label. Again, it's called Bargain Bin Records, and I'm going to kick off this set with a band called Abjects. Music Savage Show. Enjoy.
Gonna leave till I get my fix. When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?